Well, Tristan Redman is the Paris bureau chief for Al Jazeera. He's been following events.
Since the fire broke out in the early evening, there have been thousands of Parisians in the streets crowding into this sort of small warren of roads around central Paris where Notre Dame is. And everyone has just been transfixed watching the cathedral burning. We've seen people in tears. People can't take their eyes off it. It's a very, very sad moment. Where I'm standing just in front of the cathedral right now, it's been a very, very sad evening.
There must be a sense of disbelief that something like this could happen to such an extraordinary monument.
Exactly. I mean, this is a cathedral which has been here for almost 1,000 years. The roof dates from the 12th and 13th centuries. It was built with something like 5,000 oak trees, and it's lasted until now. Everyone is very concerned about the fate of the very famous rose windows, the north and the south rose windows, which are beautiful examples of stained glass. They're vast, big, great big round, beautiful ornate windows, and I think everyone is thinking that they're probably gone, which is just desperately, desperately sad. But the good news, if there is any good news tonight, is that it seems as though the firemen are optimistic that the main structure of the building has been saved. They were worried now for a little while that one of the towers was going to collapse, but that threat seems to have dissipated. And there is some optimism that the main outer structure will be preserved, although no one really knows what the state of all the ancient works of art is inside, and the nave is obviously gone, and it's just very, very sad. The main aim at this point seems to be to cool the stone down so further damage isn't caused. But it seems as though there is some good news in that. I mean, it feels like misfortune upon tragedy in Paris, really, after everything that's happened in the last few years. And I think that Parisians are just bereft, really.
Since the Bataclan attacks of November 2015, the city has been battered.
Charlie Hebdo and Nice and all the other attacks that you in Australia are probably less aware of, but there's been a kind of steady drip of bad news in France. And this is just, you know, this is just kind of insult to injury, really.
There's been debate about the renovations there for hundreds of years, simply. Are people looking to start the blame process at this stage?
No. There's been none of that so far. People are talking about the fact that there has been renovation work going on the superstructure of the cathedral. But I mean, as long as I've known Notre Dame and I've lived in Paris off and on for quite a while, there's always been some kind of work going on. It's just the reality of a building that old, I think. But no one is pointing any fingers yet. No one knows anything about what's caused it. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that will come, but we're not there yet. It's too early.
That's Tristan Redman, the Paris bureau chief for Al Jazeera.